Hi there, Pastor. Hi there, Church Leader. Welcome to a new series of monthly encouragements for pastors. Today we're talking about the courageous decision. If we're honest, outreach is not really the focus of many churches in the West. A study in the UK in the early 2000s revealed that out of 1,017 churches, only 36 of them had tried to equip their members for outreach in the previous 10 years. Now, this study surprised me when I read it. Then in 2011, I returned to New Zealand, and I proceeded to meet with a range of church leaders, including denominational leaders. All but one openly admitted that evangelism was generally in the too hard basket within their denomination. The problem with this is that the spread of the gospel is central to the mission of the church. In Matthew 28, Jesus defines the mission he's given us, as well as our churches and our small groups. He wants us to make disciples of non-disciples. As he worded it to his disciples earlier on, he wants us to become fishers of men. Why? Because on earth, we've got an opportunity that's not going to continue forever. God doesn't want anyone to perish. Our mission is to communicate the gospel and then relationally disciple those who respond so they understand and obey Jesus' teachings. And yet this is not the mission of many of our churches. We're busy with all sorts of things in our churches. Our outreach efforts are almost entirely confined to outreach programs too, because most of our members cannot articulate well what the gospel is, let alone share it clearly or engage their non-church friends in natural two-way conversations about spiritual things. And the question I have for you today is this: is this acceptable? It's a question I've had to consider and make a decision on myself. In my journey, I reached a point where I had to ask whether I'd continue to live with the status quo in the local church. It seemed to me that there were differences between what the Bible said and what our churches were doing, and that many of these differences were fixable. The problem is there didn't seem to be an interest in fixing them. I reached a point where I couldn't convince myself any longer that God would not one day hold me accountable as a pastor if I simply went along with this. And to name one area, which is a key area, if a deficiency in our outreach and mission is fixable, then it seemed to me that it was our duty to fix it. And this led to quite a significant decision in my life, a real change in the way that I thought about things and perceived the church and the world. I decided that I needed to live in contrast to a number of things that are considered acceptable in many local churches, because I couldn't convince myself that God was happy with them as they were. Let's say you reached the same point, and you wanted to align the culture of your church more authentically with its mission. How could you create a truly evangelistic culture, and especially if you're not evangelistically gifted yourself? Well, I recall seeing a pastor bring about a remarkable change. This pastor's passion was the prophetic ministry, and he got called into a conservative church. And yet because it was his passion, he proceeded to change the culture of that church to be one that fully embraced the gifts of the Spirit and the prophetic ministry. It was unlikely and unexpected, and he succeeded. Why? Because it was his passion. And because he said things again and again and again because he believed in them. You see, all pastors know how to change culture. We do it naturally in our area of passion. What we need to do is apply the same principles to other areas. And a key area we could apply it to is our outreach. Pastor, the mission of Jesus may not be the mission of your local church in an authentic, recognizable, or measurable way right now, but it could be so in 2 or 3 years' time if you put your heart to it. The question is, what will you do? What will you consider acceptable, and what will you choose to consider unacceptable? If the majority of your members are evangelistically ineffective, you need to decide whether or not you're going to let it stay that way. And if you're not, well, you're in the right place, because I believe these monthly thoughts and all that comes with them can help you bring change in this area. Will you accept the status quo, or will you change it? I encourage you, make the courageous decision and bring change. May the Lord make you effective in making your members effective.